The Nature Stories podcast, where people and place intersect.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new 240-horsepower turbocharged Acura RDX. More at acura.com/RDX.
See this boat out here?
That's a tanker coming in.
Everything comes in and out of the harbor has got to go by the front door. But most of the shore stations have either been sold or closed up. You don't need this light anymore.
Frank Schubert became a lighthouse keeper in 1937. When this piece was made in 2002, Frank was 85 years old and the last civilian lighthouse keeper in the United States. You're listening to the Nature Stories podcast. I'm Samantha Brown. This podcast is curated by Atlantic Public Media in collaboration with the Nature Conservancy and the Public Radio Exchange. Each week, we bring you pieces about the intersection between people and place. Up now, Frank Schubert, Lighthouse Keeper, produced by Emily Botine and Joe Richman.
Well, my name is Frank Schubert. I'm 85 years old. We're situated on what they call Norton's Point. It's a jut of land that's going out into the lower bay. When you look out, you got the Atlantic Ocean on your left. Straight ahead is New Jersey. To your right is New York. You can look out the front door and see for 15 miles.
Right now, I'm the last civilian lighthouse keeper left in the United States.
And I think they keep me around because of public relations, that's it. Because we do get a lot of visitors. Visitors. It drives me crazy. I've had people come out here and want to spend weekends out here. They wanted to pay me to put them up. They wanted to spend weekends just hanging around a lighthouse. I don't know why they like lighthouses. When was the last time you were on a lighthouse? To you, it's romantic. But when you see it every day, day after day, it's not romantic anymore.
Get out of the way, Buttonhead. Come on, move.
Years ago, you didn't have that many visitors. At that time, we had the old lighting system, not the electricity. It was all kerosene. And when you lit it, if you didn't have smoke glasses on, that flash, as soon as you lit it with a match, you couldn't see for 20 minutes. But outside of keeping the light operating, keeping it clean, maintaining it, the only thing you could do was fish. That's why I don't bother fishing here anymore. I was up to my neck in fishing. See this boat out here?
That's a tanker coming in.
Everything comes in and out of the harbor has got to go by the front door. But most of the shore stations have either been sold or closed up. You don't need this light anymore. People keep saying to me, why don't you retire? Well, you go out the front door, you've got to go approximately 40 feet to get to the tower. Once you get to the tower, there's 80-some-odd steps to get up to the top of the tower. And that's your commute. So would you retire? I got one son living out in Albuquerque. He wants me to go out there. How much water do you see out in Albuquerque? It feels like you're all bottled in. Right here, you can sit on the front porch and take a look for 15 miles of seawater. No, if I ever leave here, I'd probably have to live someplace close to water. I got to like it.
This podcast is produced with support from the Nature Conservancy, committed to saving the last great places on Earth. Our music is by 35th Parallel. To hear more stories like these, go to the Public Radio Exchange, prx.org. Send us your thoughts and feedback to podcast@tnc.org. From Woods Hole, Massachusetts, I'm Samantha Brown. I'll be back next week with a new Nature Stories podcast.